Good morning. It's Thursday, July 30th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's strongest thread is chronic inflammation, now recognized as a root cause, not just a symptom of aging diseases like Alzheimer's, cancer, and diabetes. And the NYT Magazine's landmark investigation is required reading for anyone serious about longevity. On the cognitive front, a new blood test could detect Alzheimer's 20 years early, while phase 3 EVOKE data delivers a sobering reality check on GLP-1 optimism in dementia. In supplements, Newsweek's peptide safety investigation and an honest evidence review cut through the hype. Brian Johnson's autoimmune diagnosis rounds out the edition with an important lesson about the limits of obsessive optimization. From the research desk, the headline, "Chronic inflammation is not just a symptom, it may be causing your aging diseases." According to the New York Times Magazine, The New York Times Magazine publishes what may be the most important mainstream longevity story of the year, mounting evidence that chronic inflammation doesn't just accompany aging diseases like diabetes, cancer, and Alzheimer's, it actively drives them. This is the one to read today. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Blood test that detects Alzheimer's 20 years early is heading into clinical trials. From ABC News, a new blood test capable of identifying biological signs of Alzheimer's disease up to 2 decades before symptoms appear has been greenlit for clinical trials. Semaglutide fails its Alzheimer's phase 3 trial, what the EVOKE data really means. From Neurology Live, despite real-world evidence that semaglutide cut first-time Alzheimer's diagnoses by 40-70% in over 1 million diabetes patients, the rigorous phase 3 EVOKE trial found no significant cognitive benefit. Intermittent CO2 exposure may boost the brain's waste clearance system. From Fight Aging, researchers found that intermittently elevating CO2 levels can stimulate glymphatic drainage, the brain's primary system for removing toxic protein aggregates like amyloid and tau that drive neurodegeneration. In supplement news, peptides are the new longevity craze. The safety data tells a different story. From Newsweek, the latest obsession in the $6. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.